Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now,
on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:06 on O'Connor and Company this Monday morning in the nation's capital. 1 hour until Chris Platt takes over. We got plenty to talk about. I don't know about you, Julie Gunlock, though, but as for me, Larry O'Connor, I'm feeling kind of puffy white today.
I am too.
I've got one of those. It's like
puffy and white.
Puffy white. I'm going through my puffy white stage. Every stage of the cherry blossoms that they announce sound like it could be a botanical reference, or it could be something from an eighth grade health class.
That's a nice way of putting it, Larry. Well done.
This, boys and girls, is well called done. The puffy white stage. Ew. Our blossoms have reached the puffy white stage, which means it's time to talk to Meg Cohen. Follow that, Meg, spokeswoman for the National Cherry Blossom Festival, which is now underway. Thanks for joining us.
And
I apologize in advance.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So I saw it was busy downtown. So you had the Rock and Roll Marathon going on Saturday, right? Day after St. Patrick's Day. Plus, everyone's already coming down to see the blossoms, and they're already photo worthy, I think. Tell me about what's happening today and what we should expect for the next week, because this is sort of go time now.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. We got started a little early just to embrace that full blooming period. As you said, they are looking gorgeous now, and people are starting to come down. Our welcome area opened on Saturday and is going to be open through April 2nd. So that's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got a beverage tent, food trucks, merchandise, activities, information. And then from noon to 6, we have three performances on the ANA stage. So, just what better thing to do than kind of sit, enjoy a drink and some food and listen to music or watch other intercultural performances among the blossoms. It's just beautiful.
So it is cold in Washington for a couple days. How are those blossoms doing?
That's actually better for the blossoms. If it's too warm, we're not going to see much of a blooming period. So that actually helps the blossoms stay on the trees a little longer.
It's like the refrigerator section at the.
To predict.
It's like the refrigerator. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, and the florist when you go and you get those little things in the.
Keep them preserved.
That's perfect. That's good to know.
Yeah. And it is going to get warmer though as the weekend.
Definitely dress in layers.
Yes.
Until this weekend. I mean, we're looking at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're looking at temperatures in the 70s right now. We might get some rain here and there, especially on Friday, but. It looks like, based on the graph that I just looked at, that this Thursday, Friday, Saturday is sort of going to be the prime time.
Yes, that's the official prediction, the 22nd through the 25th, that'll be peak bloom. I mean, again, these blossoms have been a little tricky to predict this year, so it may come a little sooner, but we're just keeping an eye on it. We have a bloom cam on our Bloom Watch page, so you can see it real time. Mm-hmm. That's thanks to EarthCam, the Trust for the National Mall, along with the National Park Service. There are experts that we work with on all things blossoms.
This Saturday is also the Kite Festival, which is always my favorite one. I love
kids
talking
love
about that.
Too.
It's it's fantastic for pictures.
So I just have a question. I always worry about the roots of the trees that people go in and sit right underneath the trees, or they don't stay on the path. How are the roots looking? Are they in good shape, or do you still need people to stay off the roots?
The National Park Service takes amazing care of these trees, but yes, it's definitely better to stay on those walkways, definitely avoid the roots if you can. Do not touch or climb the trees. That's to really make sure that people can enjoy them for future generations to come, because they are so gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely.
And then April 8th, we have fireworks planned for that evening. That's Saturday, April 8th. What is happening that day? It's Petalpalooza. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Petalpalooza at Capitol Riverfront. We're working with Chase. They've been the presenting sponsor for the last few years, and it's going to be so much fun. It's a full day, so 1 to 9 p.m. Of music, art, activities. Across five zones. I think it's 400,000 square.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Square feet, so there's something for everyone. Oh. And then, as you said, yeah, the evening ends with fireworks over the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge, which lights up in pink starting tonight at the vernal equinox, which is pretty cool. And it's going to be lit up in pink throughout the festival.
So just from a parenting perspective, sometimes people think, okay, you know, I'm going to park down there, bring my kids. But what are some of the family-friendly things? And I think it's a wonderful place to take kids. But give us your thoughts on what families with little kids can do down there.
No, absolutely. As a mom of two little ones myself, 2 and 5, I definitely understand that you need to plan in advance. You know, definitely bring a lot of water, a lot of snacks. We do have food and refreshments on site, but Petalpalooza is very stroller friendly, because it is so spread out and there's so much to do. Definitely bring your stroller just to, you know, because there will be a lot of walking. Metro is a really, really great way to go. A lot of people don't know that parking at all Metro stations on the weekends is free. And then you can go in and kids under 5 actually ride free. That's usually what we recommend. A lot of them are actually wrapped in blossoms this year, which is really, really cool. And, you know, if you do need to park, you can reserve parking via Spot Hero. It's going to be a little bit of a walk because that whole area will be pretty busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you reserve it in advance and kind of look for those areas outside of the Capitol Riverfront area and then plan to walk in, that's going to be your best bet.
Well, and my oldest daughter and I it was the year before COVID. That would have been 2020. 2019. Sorry. We had a real great idea. You'll love this, Meg. We were going to bike around the whole thing. You know, who doesn't love to bike the mall, right? Went to Union Station, rented a bike, and said, come on, we'll bike through the Cherry Festival.
Mm-mm.
Folks, don't try to bike through the Cherry Festival. It is impossible. The bike lanes are not meant for bikes. That it's so congested. So we ended up, you know, parking the bike and walking it.
They walk their bikes.
That's the exactly. don't be biking through. That said, though, it is a great way to try, you know, park yourself maybe a couple of miles away down the mall or maybe on Capitol Hill, and then bike the mall till you get to the tidal basin. And it's fantastic.
Exactly. We are going to have, you know, there are a few cherry blossom wrapped Capitol bike share bikes too. So you can definitely keep an eye out for that. And then the circulator bus does take you really, really close. So, you know, if you're going to be on the roads, taking the bus is a good way to go. You can kind of enjoy the scenery as you go, since there are cherry blossom trees all over the city. But yes, riding your bike, if you're going to ride it for fun, definitely do it early in the morning. Before the crowds, and it would be a great way to get there, but maybe not
through it. Oh my gosh, you under that. Excuse me, pardon me, right behind. No, I'm ready.
Recommend.
Yeah, not good. I'm told there's a beer garden. I'm told there's a thing called Blue Maru on April 1st, and there's beer involved, and I need the details.
Mm.
I will say we're not involved with Blue Maru, so you know, there are plenty of other events that aren't.
You want nothing to do with all the drunks, is what you're saying.
Well, we do have a beverage tent at the Tidal Basin that's managed by Old Ox Brewery.
Nice.
So, you know, there are some beverages there. They actually brew our National Cherry Blossom Festive Ale, the official Cherry Blossom beer, the festival, which is cool.
Like,
and Petalpalooza will have multiple beverage gardens.
Okay.
We're actually going to be serving the official 2023 cocktail of the festival. Theme Suntory had a competition, and it was chosen by popular vote at our gala last week.
Can you tell us?
Fantastic. People loved it.
Can you tell us about it?
What is it?
What's in it?
Sure. So the bartender at Shodo created it, and it's called Sakura. It's called Yoshino.
Yoshino. Oh, Birichino.
And it's basically a take on a Manhattan, but it's with cherry blossom infused Roku gin. It's got a few other pieces to it, but it's topped with an egg foam or an egg white foam.
Fancy.
So really, really balanced, and everybody just went crazy for it. So it's going to be a really great highlight of the Petalpalooza experience, especially while listening to all that great music. We're going to have White Ford Bronco, Go Go Gadget, Jerome Williams Experience, and there's 15 other performances. And you know, you mentioned kids. We've got a Mars Arts DC stage that's definitely interactive with the kids. So
there's
so much happening.
Bring the kids and get drunk on the chick cocktail. I mean, it's the American way. Meg Cohen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
have a great Cherry Blossom Festival. She's not subscribing to that message, by the way. That was me, not her. Thank you, Meg. It's 8:15 WMAL traffic.
WMAL.
Making sense of the news.
Live
from the Home Paramount Pest Control Studios.
Home Paramount, the leader in pest control since 1939. News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Making sense of the news.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.